And we're with Tanya Topka, Director, Office of Defects Investigation, NHTSA. And we're talking about those very important safety recalls you may have on your vehicles that maybe you don't even know about. And it's really a great time of the year, Tanya, to investigate that and kind of give a little explanation on why it's so important and a little background on safety recalls on our vehicles.
Absolutely. So every year ahead of daylight saving time, we recognize Vehicle Safety Recalls Week. And that's because we've all been trained to do those safety maintenance items in our home, change the batteries in your smoke detector, check the filters in your furnace. And so we're just extending that from your home out to your vehicle so you can check for vehicle safety recalls, but also equipment, tires, car seats, and trailers to make sure that they don't have open, unfixed recalls on them. And you can do that by going to htsa.gov/recall.
Excellent. We'll put all the links in the show notes. I just got a recall notice on one of my vehicles the other day. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration really has the best interest in mind for travelers and motorists. And this is really an easy VIN lookup tool, isn't it, Tanya?
Absolutely. We try to make looking up open vehicle recalls as easy and quick as possible with a number of ways that you can do it. So I'm very excited because we have a new way to look up this year. And that is to try out the license plate lookup. So you put in your license plate number and your state, and it will tell you if your specific vehicle has an open, unfixed recall on it. And of course, the VIN lookup, which you just mentioned, which is your vehicle's identification number. We refer to it as VIN, that you can find in the bottom left-hand corner, driver's side, in the windshield area, or on your insurance card if you can't find it on your vehicle. Again, it'll give you specific for your vehicle. Does it have an open, unremitied recall? And then the easiest thing is to download the Safer Car app, which allows you to put in your vehicle information into the app, set it and forget it. It will tell you when you have a new recall that needs attention for your specific vehicles.
I love that you guys have an app for this. I can do an Instagram post and then check for any outstanding vehicle recalls all in the same minute here with my smartphone. And really, a misconception, Tanya, is these recalls, you're going to get charged for them. But really, by law, the dealer has to fix these for free, correct?
Absolutely. There's no cost at all associated with vehicle recall repairs being done. So you schedule your repair, or if you can, you come in. Sometimes you don't need an appointment, and the dealer will fix it for free. You shouldn't have to pay any cost at all.
And while some of these recalls are minute things, but still have to be fixed, some are very important and safety issues. And really, this is about keeping our roads safe for everybody, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you brought that up. A lot of people think, oh, this is just a little, something, it's an inconvenience. But all of the recalls are being done because there's a safety issue. And so, we have a responsibility to keep the roadway safe, and we do that by getting the recall repairs done for our vehicles. And so I like to tell people, inside your vehicle, you could have a recall on your airbag or your seatbelt, and you could injure or kill yourself or your family. And on the outside of your vehicle, it could be a brake or a steering issue that could cause you to hit into a pedestrian or a cyclist and injure or kill them. So it really is urgent and critical to make sure when you get those notices in, or you look it up and see you have an open recall, to get that repair done.
Yeah, here in the U.S., manufacturers are required to fix the problem by repairing or replacing it. We're wrapping up here with Tanya, and it's good to keep track of these. We keep track of oil changes and tune-ups, Tanya. But it's also good for later on. Maybe we're selling the car or keeping track of things. It's good to keep track that all these recalls are done, aren't we? Isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, you want to have your recall repairs done for your safety and roadway safety, but also because if you want to sell your vehicle, you want it to be as safe as possible to the next person it's going to, and to have those repairs done in advance.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter whether you have an older car, a new car, these recalls pop up and the manufacturer is required to fine you and notify you. Where should, one more time, Tanya, where should my listeners go for more information?
Absolutely. So nhtsa.gov/recalls if you want specific recall lookup information. But if you take off the /recalls and just do nhtsa.gov, you can also look up all kinds of other information that deals with vehicle safety.
And the Safer Car app makes things even more easy. And Tanya, thanks for coming on. This is important. This Vehicle Safety Recalls Week. I didn't realize there was one, but I'm glad there is. And hope to talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me.